happen.
Once you go through the gate, there's a chance that you might not even come back or you'll get stuck.
I could hear singing.
Mm.
Like a lot of people singing. And right. That's when I was like, am I hearing something?
And he was like, Isabel, there's something inside the guardhouse, right? I was like, yes, correct. Here, there, everywhere. Like, are you here? Are you there? Where are you?
She didn't say anything until she got back. She's like, no, something was trying to touch you.
Oh.
I'm like, no way.
Is anyone here? What did you find?
You are listening to Supernatural Confessions.
Supernatural Confessions is a safe space for anyone who have had a paranormal encounter and want to be able to tell their story to a community who will not ridicule them. Some of us have experienced the unexplainable ourselves, while the rest of us simply enjoy listening to ghost stories. If you or someone you know have had an encounter to share, get in touch with us through our website, supernaturalconfessions.com.
It's the final episode of Friday Night Live for the year. Our guests today are from the team that brought you Haunting History. Listen to their confessions of what went on behind the scenes during the production and their personal encounters while working on the set. In the finale segment, John and Eugene discuss two never-talked-about-before entities that would make you go WTF. Pop culture Asian ghost stories commonly talks about the classic Lady in White. But when you look deeper into real confessions by real people, the horrors that are out there has no boundaries. Now, introducing your host, the Prince of Paranormal, Eugene Tay, and the immortal, Jonathan Lim. On your Supernatural Confessions, enjoy.
In case of you who have just joined us only recently and don't know who Jonathan is my co-host. He is the immortal Jonathan Lim, myself. I'm the Prince of Paranormal, your host, and you see my face many, many years. But for those of you who don't recognize this bearded man, although you should if you have been with us for the last 1 year or more, because he's also on Tuesday Ghost Mortem. Why I say he's very talented, because he's a singer, songwriter as well. He's directing, producing, screenplay, acting. and now he's doing tours. That guy, I don't know. John, what do you not do? Do you even cook? Tell me your flaw. Is there like something you don't do?
No, I don't cook. Yeah.
Ah, see, there we go.
I think that's the only thing.
And John also writes, he has a book called Between Gods and Ghosts.
Ghosts.
Yeah, I always get the name wrong. And we will be hosting the live show coming on 6 January 2024. Ooh. If you've not gotten your tickets, today is the last day. Actually, yesterday is the last day to get your 10% off. I'm standing just today because we are doing the Friday Night Live. And if you have not heard about it, click the link above in the comment section. It'll bounce you straight to a registration page. Put it up there. Half the tickets have been sold already. So
fast.
Half already.
Nice.
Yeah, because I told myself if I don't hit at least minimum half, and obviously, I cannot pay the rent, right? So we will call it off. But we have hit it even at pre-sales. So thank you,
nice.
Supernatural Confessions community, for supporting us. In fact, we did this live show because you guys wanted it, lah.
And it's not just going to be a get-together for all of us, right? Because we see each other every Friday, right? It's also a great chance to bring people who you have been trying to persuade, to lure into our web. You know, what a wonderful way to introduce them to us than to do it live with alcohol.
Okay, this is our last show of the year before
we
take a much needed break from Friday Night Live. But that doesn't mean work stopped behind the scenes. We are still doing programming and you know, planning a lot of stuff for you guys.
Wow, but it's been a pretty crazy year, man. Pretty crazy year. Pretty crazy season as well.
And what I intend to do, John, this is actually John's suggestion, is to look back at what we have done in 2023 and show it to you guys on the 6th of Jan at a Live show.
Nice. Yeah. Trip down memory lane.
Cover some of the best off confessions that we did not cover on Friday Night Live.
Nice. It looks sounds like 6th Jan is going to be fun. So please be there, everybody.
There are some new names that came in today. I didn't get a chance to put it up there, but I promise to do it post-show. This one, we have sentient entities, wandering spirits, restless souls. These are our patrons. Elaine Chua, Tunku Alsatian, Emco Green, ZP Matt, Queen Lai, Lim Tek Chuan, Elvin Sensei VL, Casey Chan, Alexa O, Janice Ang, Jacqueline, and Yong Kwan Yu, Han Jae, Ko CC, Jerwin, Dato Easy. In Wandering Spirit, we have Joel Goh, Deborah Confield, Chia King To, Linda Hayden, LEX, Jess Neo, Jerry Fish, Bibit Teo, Tay Hak Wee, Thu Sands, Elvin Lim, Kenny Polaris, Jayanti Saredzu, TTB, Juju Bay, HW Tay, ZP, Devin Des. In Restless Souls, we have Sichieto, Grace Chai, who's also known as Kai Alchemy. So we see her pop in as Kai Alchemy. That's who she is. Candy Chia, Ron K, Jack Ong, Nicholas Poir, Burke, Serene Tan, Rachel Y, Kelvin C, and Lechmi. So if you're interested to have more behind-the-scenes footage, chat with us directly, go to patreon.com/supernaturalconfessions. See?
Yeah.
All right, John.
Wow. Okay, come. What is tonight's first treat?
So tonight we've got 3-hour special, as with in line with all our annual finale show. But today I brought in a guest. We have a guest with us.
A guest?
Okay, we have 4 guests. 4, not one. I was very worried that my system couldn't handle it.
That remains to be seen, okay? Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
These guys are the folks behind Haunting History. Many of you who have been fans and followers of Supernatural Confessions, you may have seen these videos on Vidsy where I was hosting, talking about both historical facts as well as the dark history of the place and haunting stories, of course. So if you are tuning in right now, why don't you just like and share this post, because it's not always that we get to see the people working behind the scenes come up to the forefront, put in front of the camera and tell stories. They shook, no, ask me to tell story every time. Now I put them in front here. Come, you all tell story.
I like.
Yeah. And Haunting History, just before we call him in, Haunting History is a mini-series on Vidsy. It started off supposed to be Nuggets on Vidsy. So if you have not liked Nuggets, you have not liked Vidsy, just, you know, go on down to YouTube, check out. They have lots of great content. But why don't we just hear it from the team themselves and get to describe what the hell is this Haunting History about?
Ooh.
Okay, John, are you ready?
Come, let's meet them.
Vidsy team, are you guys ready behind the scenes? Okay. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hey. Hi.
Welcome. Welcome to Friday Night Live. You want to tell everyone who you are? Okay, I guess we can go in clockwise order.
Oh. Okay, let's
clockwise order. Who's above me?
Who?
Hi.
Above me.
I am Isabel. I was the director and producer for Haunting History. So if you have any questions about any of the episodes, you just let us know. And I'll do our best to answer it.
That's a dangerous promise. Okay.
Actually, Isabel today looks very different from the times I usually see her on set.
Okay, I cannot help because I've never seen her.
Is the hair or is it the lipstick? She dolled up today.
I did.
Wow. Okay.
Because now they're in front of the camera, right? So much. Yeah. Present.
Let's present a bit.
Okay. So who's on the right of Isabel?
Diagonally across here.
Here. Hi, I'm Atika, the assistant producer for Haunting History. Yeah. I assist Isabel. Yeah. For the
show. Okay. And down here, pum, next to me.
Hi, I'm Angeline. I'm the intern that is assisting both of them in Haunting History.
No lah, Angeline, don't be shy. You're no longer an intern already, as of yesterday.
Yeah. It's so happened to be my last day of intern today.
Oh no, intern also gets sabo. Okay. Oh man. I'm slightly suspicious because both of you have the same background. Is there a reason why? Is there a reason why you have the same background? Are you in the same place?
Yeah.
Debunked. Okay. Now we know your secret.
Okay.
Welcome, guys, to Friday Night Live. They're also in the YouTube chat. So if there are specific questions that you guys out there in the chat group have for them, please shoot to them. Okay. We'll try to respond. But I think with 3 of them going, I think there'll be a lot of things missed. So if you really do want your message to be seen or your question to be answered, use the super chat and that will help us a lot. Okay. All right. So what are they going to tell us about, Eugene?
Okay, so Isabel, why don't we start with you first? Give us what's the inspiration for Haunting History and what's it about?
So our inspiration for Haunting History was we were tasked with, for the first time, doing a bunch of original shows, which means that we could do whatever we wanted and we weren't restricted by other entities. So we were like, you know what would never get approved is a ghost hunting show. But we didn't want to do just like your normal average ghost hunting where we just go explore with EMF and hope for the best. We wanted to add a little bit of like an educational, informational section. So we wanted to explore places in history, in Singapore with a particularly dark history or with like rumored histories that were not common. So yeah, that was the inspiration behind it.
So maybe tell us some of the sites that you guys went to. Give us a sneak preview.
So we went to five places. We went to the very famous Old Changi Hospital, which was like a given. It was also like the one place where everybody wanted to go, but also not go. So to find people to film in our office was very difficult. Then we went to Fort Canning Park, where it was a lot easier to find people to go to Fort Canning Park because Eugene kept saying, oh, it's not haunted. It's not haunted. It's okay. Scariest thing there is the dirty condom. I was like, okay. Sure. And the third place we went was Sembawang Park, which had a lot of stories attached to it. And we wanted someone who had a history to Sembawang Park. So actually our guest co-host for that was, her name is Shahira. She's from our office. Her dad actually grew up there.
Oh, at Kampung Wak Hasan.
Yeah, so he's from Kampung Wak Hasan. So we were like, yeah, we got to get her. Wonderful. And then the fourth one was Hopa Villa, because a lot of people were like, oh my God, Hopa Villa is so haunted. But I'm pretty sure we debunked that fact. we did our best, lah. But we never said anything about the outside of Hopa Villa. That is a bit different.
Yeah, it's all haunted except Hopa Villa. Okay.
Yeah, but everything else was like a bit iffy. Inside, we were a lot safer. Inside, yes. Atika could take off her backpack. For those of you who don't know Atika, our assistant producer, every single shoot, we wore a backpack to protect herself
from
the elements.
Like Atika the Explorer, okay.
Yeah, except for Hopa Villa and the last episode, which was Makam Radin Mas Ayu.
So there is a picture on the screen right now. Y'all cannot see.
I see. That's Atika the backpack.
With all the backpack. In front pack, backpack, everything. She just wouldn't let go of the backpack. What
was in the backpack, Atika? Any hints you can give us?
Okay. Actually, there was nothing like specific in the backpack, except for, I guess, a bomb pack, which we will debunk later on.
I see.
So the reason why I wore a backpack is because I felt safe. Like, like turtle shell?
So were you planning to withdraw into the backpack if anything happened and leave everyone else to their fate?
You won't feel like anything is touching you. Like, if you're filming and then what if suddenly there was a hand across your back? I don't want that.
If suddenly the thing clinging to your back isn't your backpack anymore?
Then how?
See, now you plant this kind of things in her head. next shoot, she cannot. Yeah.
Season 2, change back. Season 2, change back.
Yeah. I'll find another backpack.
Okay. I'm sure Eugene can suggest some necessary things that you should put in the backpack for extra safety.
Speaking of that, this bunch of guys are on set now. We are going to haunted places and trying to find... I mean, the whole point is to get evidence of haunting. Then I realized, why aren't the spirit coming towards us? There seemed to be this whole parameter of dome where the spirits just don't want to come in no matter how much you invite them.
Force field.
Yeah. And then we go like... Then I ask, is anyone carrying anything? And then my guest was like, yeah, I have some protection beads. And then this Atika never say no. Her bag is Arsenal, got Korana, got everything.
It wasn't a Quran. So the guest was a Malay Muslim lady, which is Shah. Mm. She came and she's like, okay, Atika, you need extra protection today. So I'm going to put it in your bag.
And so there was like a slit, like next, like right beside my bed, right? So she placed it in there. So, you know, Sembawang Park is like we're going to like all through the jungle and places. So I'm actually well protected. Except that our producer, our dear producer, she was like helping me. She was standing beside me, but she likes to wander around during shoot. And then suddenly we saw her stretching her hand. And we're like, are you stretching? She didn't say anything until she got back. She's like, no, something was trying to touch you.
Oh.
I'm like, no way.
I always wonder about these protective things, right? You carry, right? Is there a radius? And if there's a radius, doesn't mean that everyone around you should stay within the radius so they are protected by you. Because if they are outside the radius, they're actually sabotaged by you. Right, it's like the mosquitoes, right? If you are near enough to me, my repellent protect you. If you are too far from me, my repellent send the mosquitoes to you instead. Right, so should we walk close to your backpack at all times, right?
Yeah, I was trying to get her to come stand next to me because she was wandering into the woods, which is very dark.
I was just curious about what was there because I could sense something deeper into the woods. And it was only place that didn't have all of our bright lights. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to check it out. You know, it's fine. I'm safe.
Sure. That's never happened in a horror movie before. Never.
Yeah. Okay. I was like the typical like white person, like, oh, I hear a noise. Let me go check it out instead of running in the opposite direction.
Oh, and then there's this other moment where Atika and I both was like, what were you doing? This is a Sembawang Park. There's lots of trees. And Sembawang Park is really so much. There's such, you know, the reputation of being so keras. And what's the number one rule? Boys who have gone to army will know this. Never shine your torchlight at trees. Right? We even talk about that during our Changi tour. Then you get this director there, Isabel, with a torchlight. And Atika already with a backpack, everything front and back. She's like panicking. It's like, what are you doing? Why are you summoning the Pontiana?
No. Eugene was asking me. No, Eugene was turning to me and asked, like, I think you know what they say, right? And I'm like, yeah. And then she looked really clueless. And then we're like, we have to explain it to her. We're like, you're not supposed to shine the torchlight on the tree. And then yeah, I guess Shah at that point of time could see something.
Okay, hold on. Just to interrupt, thank you to Jui for your blessing. Thank you very much, Jui. She sends a heart. Hello, thank you.
I think Jui is a guy.
Oh, is it? Okay, Jui. I don't know. Jui. It's Elmo to me. Yeah. So Jui the Elmo. Thank you.
In my defense, I am not from here. And I did not know that was a thing, okay? So I was hoping, after they told me, I was like...
So you were not given the briefing?
No.
Eugene, you lead people into the Sembawang Woods without giving them the briefing.
Isabel had no excuse. She came for our haunted walk with Hantu Changi. And we told you guys not to shine torchlight at trees.
Maybe she thinks that only applies in Changi.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, okay, it's just the Changi trees,
Sembawang,
right?
Sembawang is literally the other end of the island, so it doesn't count.
Sembawang's so far. It's different.
Even the ghost don't go there.
Exactly right. Yeah. Eugene, okay.
And let's go to the intern. Intern, you usually the interns will be the one that been sent to do all the dirtiest work, right? So, Angeline,
usually
what?
First to die, lah.
Yeah.
Right.
Because of Atika. You know, Atika, at one point in time, she was so scared. Then she felt like her heart was about to jump out. Her Apple Watch was also like rising, her health thing was rising. So she looked at Isabel. So Isabel was like, intern, go. Yeah, so at one point in time was like, me and Eugene had to walk into the gate, some gate. Then after that, it was just me and him. Then before that, I was like, oh my God. Then he was telling me, Eugene was telling everyone. And at the point of time, like, once you go through the gate, there's a chance that you might not even come back or you will get lost.
It's Bunyan Village.
I was like, okay, just me and you.
But she bravely followed me through the doors.
Yeah, but when you know work is work, I have to listen to my producer as an intern friend.
Yeah, but you came back, right? You came back, right?
Yes, safe and sound.
Yeah.
Not bad, not bad. That's why you are no longer an intern, right? You were brave.
Yeah. But whatever that Atika is scared, right? I'll do her job instead, you know?
And
but whenever you look at me, that's it, I'm doing her job.
But did she at least give you the backpack to take with you or not?
No.
Voila, Atika.
Wait, but she had protection. She just didn't say it.
Yeah, correct. You had a talisman.
I don't have to protect her.
You know, mothers are very like protective of their children sometimes, you know. As a Chinese, you know, they go temple, then they'll pray that, then you pray and give you the amulet. Yeah. So I just hid it in my pocket and pray that no one
hid it in my pocket. You see what I'm dealing with, John? That's why we couldn't get anything at Sembawang.
Do you expect them to go with no protection? Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I told
all of them before the shoot, I was like, y'all better take everything out of your pockets, huh? y'all don't come to my shoot with prayer bead, rosary, talisman.
Oh no, I think that was way bigger and my mom was just very small amulet, you know.
Oh dear.
What, radius smaller?
Yeah, maybe, you know? You never know it.
Okay, so I assume that you were relatively safe in these five places that you visited, right? Extremely safe. You all came back safe and sound. No one's possessed, right? But are there things that happened which people who watch the series know about? That's what I'm curious about.
Behind the scenes hauntings.
Tell.
So there was at Old Changi Hospital. There was one part where Saturn, who was the co-host at that time, went up the hill by himself to the guardhouse, mm-hmm. towards the guardhouse, and he came running back because he thought we were all behind him, but we weren't. So he came running back down the hill. He came up to me and he was like, Isabel, there's something inside the guardhouse, right? I was like, yes, correct. Because I went on the Changi walk prior to do a little bit of scouting. Sure. And during the Changi walk, when you guys brought us to the guardhouse, I actually felt something pulling on me. And I was like, okay, let me get out of this guardhouse real quick.
And you immediately thought, we'll come back here and I'll send someone else.
Yeah. So I stayed outside the guardhouse the entire time. You can see my face. I was very scared. I was like close to tears because Saturn is like way braver than me. So he was inside by himself at one point with Willie, who's our other producer and cameraman, and he was like, is there a spirit here? Like, can you tell me where you are? And I was outside. I was like, please don't say these kinds of things, but also it's really good content, so I'm very torn right now. And he kept asking me, he's like, is it a male spirit, is it a female spirit? I was like, I can't tell you for sure because my third eye is not open and I refuse to open it. I can only sense them and sometimes hear them. And as far as I knew from the Changi walk, it was a male spirit. But as was revealed, there was a male spirit. But there was also a female spirit on the roof just hanging on for dear life in the corner. And Saturn very bravely pointed the EMF here, there, everywhere. Like, are you here? Are you there? Where are you? And it was outside like, please go.
Okay, so you're here today to share with us some interesting confessions. Who wants to go first, I wonder?
I can go first.
Okay. Can or not, Eugene?
Can.
Okay.
Which episode you want?
What's your best one?
I think there was one at Old Changi Hospital where I was alone. Because everybody was filming near the offering area. And so I was sitting a bit further away and I had the EMF and I was just sitting and I could sense something. So I was just talking and I was like, if there's anything here, can you make the EMF jump once for yes and twice for no? And it was like, yes. And I was like, oh, that's so fun. Good for you. And then I was like talking to it. I was like, is it okay that we're here? And it was like, yes. And I was like, that's great. Cool, cool, cool. And then I was like, do we have to leave soon? And it was like, yes. And I was like, oh, okay. That's awesome. And I think the best part was I had a mic for the first couple of episodes, like just in case I had to say something. So Willie, who was the one that was that had my mic in his ear, could hear me whispering the entire time to myself. And so every now and then I did notice he was turning back to look at me to be like, why are you talking to yourself? But I wasn't talking to myself. I was talking to whatever was touching the EMF. And, you know, I was like, I am so sorry that we are disturbing you. And it went like, no. And I was like, no, it's okay. Or like, no, it's not okay. And I realized that was a very difficult question for it to answer. So I was like, is it okay? And then they just went, yes. And I was like, okay, cool. Thanks. Bye. I turned off the EMF. I was like, I'm done.
How long were you in there in total?
I think I was by myself. Maybe like 7 minutes of them filming without me. So I was like, just chilling.
Isabel, remember the one where we were in the front gate and we were filming and they started asking the spirits if they were there and then the alarm went off?
Yeah. So the alarm... it's kind of my fault because I was the first one to arrive that day for shoot and I was very early. So I was standing outside the gate and I was very far from the gate. And I was like, yo, you know, if there's anything here, it would be super sick if you could like show up and show out for us. And then the alarm started ringing and I was like, not right now, like maybe later.
Was this the motion sensor alarm?
Yeah. So that's why I was I think, I don't know if it's my fault, but I was very far away from the motion sensor. Government, if you're listening, I was not anywhere near the motion sensors, but it was still going off. So I was like, you know what? Could you just like chill out for a bit? Let us film a little bit of the intro first. Then you can have up later.
What time of the day was this?
This was like...
it's Margaret time.
Yeah.
Oh,
dusk. Yeah. 7 p.m.
Yeah. That would be time to get out. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was the time that we start filming.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very brave. Very brave.
Almost for every shoot. Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Atika, do you have a confession for us?
Yes, of course. Okay. So mine is also... okay. So just a disclaimer. Before this, I don't want anything to happen to me. That's why I had a backpack on.
Yes, we guessed that much. Yeah.
So we were very interested in the topic of like, you know, haunting history. So we definitely do want to go to these places. And my story also, it's at Changi Hospital. But this was when we went for the recce, which is when we went for the night walk with you guys. So, this, you know, how like the start of the night walk, we're like, oh, I'm like, okay, this is chill. Like, yeah, it's okay until it builds up, you know? And then when we're really at the front of the gates of Old Changi Hospital, that's when I think Isabel saw like a complete change in me, because I'm always very talkative. I always talk and, you know, like, you know, just be cheerful. But she saw a complete change. She's like, I think I'm having headache. I opened up my bag. I gave her a sweet, take this. This is like, I think they don't like the flags. And I'm like, okay, Isabel. So I just gave her like a one-word answer. At that point of time, I guess I was trying to protect myself as well. But I felt very different because like right after I think you guys did, what was it? Oh, the offering?
Yeah.
I could hear singing.
Mm.
Like a lot of people singing. And right. That's when I was like, am I hearing something like really behind me? Or what is it? I was trying to hear it, but I was keeping quiet. At the same time, I don't want to hear it. You get what I mean? Yeah.
Do you remember what the singing was like? What kind of song or what language?
Maybe it's in Chinese, but and there were like a lot of people, they were like really happy. But yeah, when I went back, I told my mom, she was asking, like, is it like opera singing and whatnot? And I was like, no, it's not opera singing. It's like there were like a lot of people singing.
So like a crowd singing.
Yeah, and they were like really happy.
Any instruments, know? Any accompaniment, or just
voices? No, just their voices.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's when I started like asking after we got out of the place and all that. I started asking, like, do you hear it? And I guess Isabel said no. Yeah.
Oh,
that was my very first experience though.
How long did that singing go on? Do you recall?
I think until you ask, I don't know. Was it that like everyone have to tell a story? Yeah, I think then it stopped.
So it was actually while we were giving the offerings?
Right after.
Right before. Okay. Between the stories and the burning.
Yeah. I see. Wow. Okay.
So well,
hopefully they were singing because they were happy to get the offerings.
But, I guess so.
I hope so. I'm glad it was happy singing. Okay.
Yeah. But really, I have not like really hear or sent anything. I guess that's like the very first time.
And what was your first sort of emotional reaction when you heard that sound?
My heart was thumping, but my watch did not detect it. Not the same as Sembawang Park. Sembawang Park, I guess it was just another different feeling. I guess like I was reciting prayers to myself as well.
Okay.
But like, you know, quietly. Yeah. Yeah. It was an experience.
I remember after the tour when everybody was sitting down for our milkshakes, our strawberry banana milkshakes. I remember Atika asking around and asking if anybody else heard the singing or the humming. And a few people at the table said yes.
Yeah.
So then I was like, oh, cool. I was just minding my own business, being like, oh my God, my head hurts because I'm so tired from walking up this really big ass hill. And, you know, I want to sit down and drink my milkshake in peace. And the people at the table are all like, y'all heard all these noises? Y'all saw that thing in the guardhouse? Saw this, saw that? I was like...
I'm curious. I definitely think it'll be interesting to go back to the people who were there that night and find out what was being sung. Huh, Eugene? Just to get a little bit more detail, you know?
I think some heard humming, but I did not hear humming. It was really voices, so...
They were singing better than Eugene, right?
It was very, like, school choir kind.
Wow, school choir.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like Glee, lah. Okay.
The Ghost Glee Club just hanging out.
Okay, we're gonna ask people on the next tour to listen out very carefully, just in case they're singing. Wow. Okay. I keep hearing things about Sembawang. Does anyone have a confession about what happened at Sembawang, or a secret to reveal about Sembawang?
I think I can share mine. Mine quite small. Like, it's not very, very like direct contact, that kind of thing. But yeah, so I was filming. So again, Atika was scared.
I see the pattern, yes.
Had to go and do her job. So at that point of time, so I had to be left alone with the game. Yeah, so I had to be with her. So it was just me and Sha. Yeah, so halfway through filming, I have never experienced humming before, but at that point of time, I did hear humming after our producer took away her protection.
What did it sound like? Can you describe that humming?
Like female, you know, like that kind of soft humming, but it wasn't very loud. It was just like, I don't know how to describe. I'm not gonna sing it, but yeah, it's just very calm, just normal female humming, that kind of thing.
Was it just one voice?
It was just one voice, but I was like, maybe I'm hallucinating or what? But because opposite while we are filming, the area is like a beach. It's like a sea. Right. Area. That's what I was thinking. Oh, maybe it's from the beach area. Maybe it's the sea. You know that? I was just very focused. Then, but all the more I hear, like, I'm just hearing humming, not the sea sound.
Yeah. Right. So
I didn't feel very scared because I, at that point of time, I was just like, okay, maybe never mind. My job is more important. If I were to run away now, I'll be the one that is dead. Yeah.
And did it sound on the melody? Do you remember it? Does it, was it an old melody, a modern melody?
I think it's more of the older, the ancient, like.
Okay. Any culture that you can link it to? Did it sound Chinese, Malay, Indian?
No, more Chinese. Yeah. Mm.
But it's a Malay, village.
Yeah.
I looked it up. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Wak Hassan, but okay.
Oh, no, actually that place is not really Wak Hassan.
Ah, it's, okay. Where exactly?
Kampung Tanjung Irau.
Oh, that's but way then, older. You
know, whenever people go there, they call it Kampung Wak Hassan because it's way easier. Kampung Wak Hassan is just next to it.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Wow. So how long ago did this kampung disappear? Much earlier, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It disappeared first, if I'm not wrong, before Kampung Wak Hassan. Because Kampung Wak Hassan was really on the left of this. This place, because this is nearer to the mosque area where there was the gate. I forgot his name.
The cycle and carriage guy.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Although it's a Malay village, right? But actually, at the point of time when we filmed, actually there was a Chinese funeral.
Oh yeah.
Procession ongoing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they were actually, I think the body was already burnt, or they are burning things for this little girl. Yeah.
Right.
Like, saw them carrying like clothes of little girl, all this and that.
Mm.
Yeah. So they were just filming, they were just burning right beside us. Like,
was it a little girl humming, do you think?
I'm not sure, but yeah, but I can, I think from there, maybe it's like, it's not just Malay.
Interesting. Wow.
Wow,
Eugene, so, why you lead people without warning and without protection into all these scary places?
No, I gave them enough stuff to give them for content already, but I think the from what I hear, did haunting history, you know, do well by your standards? Are we looking at a potential season two, and what's on the cards?
So we found out recently through the team that's monitoring it that we actually got double the view goals organically within like the first couple of weeks of its release. So
congrats!
Nice. So if you guys,
and we will push for a season two in the coming year.
Nice. Oh, find why more not? Places it, to go to scare them.
Since you have the backpack, why not? Right?
Pulau Ubin, Pulau Ubin. Bring Afika go Pulau Ubin.
Yeah, we're thinking of going Pulau Ubin and staying overnight.
And then on the way, you leave the backpack on the bumboat. Okay?
No.
Then you will have a wonderful season two.
Afika will wear the backpack front and back, then still on the side.
Way.
But if you wear backpack front and back, right? Then you sleep on the side. This side, how?
She will bring her protection. Her
I have my hand to wet.
Now, I'm going to show you some behind the scenes footage. You know, like, these girls work really, really hard behind the scenes. And we all think that production is always very glamorous, right? Actually, it's not true. This is Angeline. I got to thank Angeline for, you know, in order to make the host look good, they got to be in odd positions and
look at that Singapore, no, not Singapore squad. Asian squad.
Asian squad, yeah.
I had to like stand squat there for so long. Oh my god, when I stood up, I was like, my leg was shaking already.
But I think the most unglam shot ever was this one. I don't think they knew I took this video, so it's first time that they're watching this as well.
Yes, please, unglam.
Yeah, one dancing, one eye.
Oh my god!
So that's how you protect yourself from the spirits.
There were a lot of mosquitoes in the area. So we were in a spot where this was the particular spot in Sembawang where they were dumping a lot of the idols, and when you walk inside, is the feeling is very oppressive. All the deities and everything, they're just chucked there. So, you know, when deities are being left out in the open and they're empty, usually negative energy will come in. So it was going to be dusk. Mark Rip was coming. And then the mosquitoes also came. But the show has got to go on. We had to film. And so they were just... was just doing this behind the scenes. But if you put in the soundtrack and everything, it sounds like... ding, 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 ding. And then, as dusk fall, we are here to find out... But, you know, behind the scenes, without the music, that's how it looked.
I think Samoang is the second scariest. I mean, apart from, like, ghosts, there are mosquitoes and...
Fire ants.
It beat us so many times that it was, like, on my neck also. Yeah, it was everywhere on us. And I guess, like, Isabel was bringing around her insect repellent spray and trying to spray us all around. So that's another protection that we have.
I just want to say something in my defense for Angeline's squat, right? I asked her to sit down, okay? For everybody wondering, oh, why you treat your intern like this, make her squat so long. I did not. I say, please sit down, your legs will get tired. She was like, the grass so dirty, so wet.
Exactly,
rain.
It's wet grass.
Okay, a disclaimer, we did not bully our intern, okay?
Yeah.
You shall rely. We shall rely on the photographic evidence.
But it was an experience, right? It was an experience.
Yeah.
You get to write it on your report, right?
We're gonna get some questions from.
Well, the squatting was worth it because there you are now, right? Now you are full-time squatter. Okay, now you get to sit down. Next time you get to sit down.
Yeah. It's like a director's chair, I know you can open up.
Yeah, idea next time,
We bring for you camping chair.
Okay, we're at 10:33 already. We're gonna take some last few questions before we say goodbye to the VC team and go to our regular confessions tonight, where we have very unusual hantus to introduce to you. Yeah. So any questions for the VC team before we say goodbye? We have one from Navinet. I am a bit paisy to ask this question, but Navinet,
you are going to ask it.
Navinet wants to ask this. How did the team decided on Eugene among the different paranormal group or team?
Actually, you were the first person we spoke to.
First come, first serve, see?
First come, first serve.
We did spoke to like a few paranormal...
We reached out to people.
Groups also, yeah.
But you were the first one we interviewed.
Yeah, we were just looking for someone who had the same vision as us for the show. Because as the title goes, Haunting History, right? We need to know what's the history behind the location. I guess like right now, a lot of the paranormal scene, they do go there. They do look for the places. But not a lot actually talks about like deep down, what's the history of the place. And I guess we need to know where did all these ghosts come from. Like Old Changi Hospital. But and when we do our research, mostly in Singapore, it's all soldiers. And a British oh my god, I am tongue twisting. Okay, like yeah, the British ones and the Japanese ones.
No, nah, I mean, that's very much the heart of Supernatural Confessions. We don't just want to share the confessions, but we want to understand what's going on behind it. Yeah. So, I'm glad you found the right person. Okay, Ely X has an interesting comment to share. She says, I thought I heard weird singing when I just logged in. Is that Eugene? Never mind. Answered her own question. Okay, let's see what other questions. Someone was asking, where exactly in Sabawang is that spot where people were dumping idols? Sean Chen was asking.
Cannot tell.
Explore it's a secret.
Because if you explore it, then it might be on us.
Is it revealed in the episode or is the location also a secret?
I guess if once you look at the video, you will know where it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
So go watch the video.
Go and watch the video.
You know exactly where is the place.
Ah, okay, yeah. Okay. So they share the secret, but they don't tell the secret.
Mm. In fact, I cannot say like where exactly it is. It's near the beach, and it's in between the beach and the mosque. Yeah. But it's like behind the mosque.
Okay, yeah. Those are your clues. Okay, go and hunt.
Geographical stuff, not my strong suit.
And then let us know when you find out.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Any last words, guys?
If you guys have any suggestions on where we should take season 2, please let us know. We will be reading all of your comments.
Someone is asking Singapore Poly Red Bridge for season 2.
Mm. And also
Singapore Kent Poly Red Bridge.
I'm staying near there, you know.
It's okay, you have a backpack. It's okay.
I studied at Singapore Poly and I know exactly which Red Bridge you're talking about. It's the Canteen 6 across the business to IT department. There is and second floor toilet as well.
This will be a bridge curse episode. Okay. Then someone is asking whether there'll be an episode visiting Kent Ridge Park.
Kent Ridge Park.
Yeah. Kent Ridge Park is where I encountered the smell of Miss P on the treetop walk. It was my first encounter with the fragrance of Miss P.
Ooh.
So quite interesting. Quite interesting.
Miss P number 6.
Someone is asking how much went into the production? I don't know whether you can answer this.
How much as in cost or how much effort? How much tears? What?
I mean,
a lot of sweat.
We know how much squatting went into the production. Yeah.
A lot of blood. A lot of tears.
A lot of insect repellent. We finished 2 whole bottles of off spray because everywhere we went got a lot of mosquitoes.
Yeah.
So just now someone promised to tell us the lowdown on Hopa Villa. You want to share a little bit on that before you...
You said Hopa Villa is not haunted. You wanted to share that.
You said you debunked it.
So we were walking around Hopa Villa, and with Eugene, me, and Atika, we all collectively agreed that it was a very safe space. We left our guest alone, and the only thing she really witnessed was Eugene touching her hair and whispering. So really nothing else was there. But you can feel the air change when you are inside Hopa Villa and outside of Hopa Villa. That I think is the biggest thing, is that when you are inside, there's a sense of like peace and serenity. But when you are outside on the roadside, like that whole area, we were waiting for our cabs, it was very dark. Grab took me like 10 minutes to arrive. I was sitting there, I was like, I don't like this road.
Yeah. Because that whole area was very, very violently disturbed during the war. A lot of you will have heard about the battle for Bukit Chandu, but the night before Bukit Chandu was the battle of Pasir Panjang Village, which is exactly right next to Hopa Villa. So that entire stretch was a major battlefield. The night before Bukit Chandu. So yeah, a lot of history there. The only place where people did not die is inside Hopa Villa.
That's probably why.
I did not wear my backpack in there.
So from now on, you have to have this sticker, okay? The opposite of the Kera sticker is the sticker backpack of Atika without a backpack.
Oh, without a backpack.
Without the backpack means safe.
Yeah. So if there's backpack, it means it's Kera.
Yeah, yes.
Last stop.
Yeah. It's maybe from 1 to 5 backpacks. La. Five backpack means front, back, left, right, and one on her head, you know?
So we are rating the Kera's meter with backpacks.
Yes.
Yeah. 5 backpacks means super crass. And I'll give that to Changi Hospital. Never want to go back there. Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you, ladies. We hope to see you guys again very soon. Have a great December. I know you guys have been working very hard, so take some time off. Go drink.
Yeah.
Great to meet you guys.
Oh, they love mukata, John. So next time we should show them go mukata.
Let's go for mukata. All right. A serious 5 backpack mukata, okay?
Yeah.
Thanks for the treat, Eugene.
And halal.
Bedok one is the...
just in case.
Bedok, what's the place? The
Sempang Bedok.
Sempang Bedok. That's right.
Okay.
Is it called Kakak? Tache, yeah.
Very nice. Okay, yeah. let's plan that.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks
everyone. Again for joining us.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What did you find? You are listening to Supernatural Confessions.